Someone greeted me not too long ago by saying, "Hi, Bill. What do you know for sure?" And with that, I welcome you to Night Sounds. I might just ask you the question, what do you know for sure? Maybe you're a pessimist and would say, "Well, I know one thing. I had to get up and go to work this morning, and nothing really went right today, I know that for sure. I know death and taxes and suffering and pain, those are for sure." Where the realist might say, "I know that I'm breathing, and I'm moving, and I'm thinking a little bit." That's encouraging. Well, tonight I thought I would just entitle our time together, "Absolutely." I like that word, because there are some things for sure, for certain. And actually, our program centers around the subject, the fact of Jesus. And the fact of Jesus is necessary to the fact of you and me. So tonight, let's just sort of spend a few moments together, if you will, thinking of absolutes. And it's a good thing that there are, even though many may deny it. I'd like to begin our musical agenda tonight with a selection by Steve Green. It begins rather ominously in a minor key, speaking of the sufferings of Jesus and how we who bear his name may be called upon to be involved in the fellowship of his sufferings. Yet the final note will be victorious. Those of you who claim to be Christians, let's listen closely. Not in distress, but in ultimate victory. Because he has arisen.
He was a man of sorrows, who wept in human pain. He knew the grief of parting, and his hunger was the same. He felt the sting of insults, and he bore the weight of sin. He humbly drank the suffering God set before him. And it should arrive as no surprise that tears are gonna come if you're called by his name. You should have suffered some. And it should arrive as no surprise that tears are gonna come. If you're called by his name, you should have suffered some. Seek his happiness, he made no earthly claim. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross and shame. He was born into the darkness to shine the light of truth. And if the world hated him, the world will hate you too. And it should arrive as no surprise that tears are gonna come. If you're called by his name, you should have suffered some. And it should arrive as no surprise that tears are gonna come. If you're called by his name, you're sure to suffer some. But consider it joy when you share in his pain, for you'll share in the glory to come.
If you're called by His name, you're sure to suffer some. And it should arrive as no surprise, the tears are gonna come. If you're called by His name, you're sure to suffer some.
One of the absolutes of life, if you're called by His name, the name of Jesus, suffering is absolute in varying degrees, in various levels. If we live long enough, we'll experience suffering. But really, our program is not about pain tonight as much as it is about victory. Victory in Jesus Christ, who has blasted through the awfulness of death, and really is the only one who ever legitimately was over on the other side and came back to tell us about it. We hear so much today about near-death experiences. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." Well, that's the most victorious statement any of us can ever hear. Better yet, to accept the words of Jesus Christ with all certainty. Tonight's program entitled Absolutely, speaking of the absolutes of life, in the middle of what might be called relativism. Wouldn't doubt that many of you were alive following World War II, seeing or reading about the famous Nuremberg war trials. Nazi criminals were tried for war crimes by representatives of the Allied military forces. Cultural relativism was already being taught in the great universities of the world by that time, including the United States. In fact, I understand the trial lawyers had all been taught the so-called modern values. In fact, some of them were teaching them themselves. So in order to carry out the mass murder of the Jews in the Nazi concentration camps, the Supreme Court of Germany had declared the Jews to be non-persons. If a race of people ceased to be persons, then to murder them could not be considered a crime. Unfortunately and sadly, this is precisely the way the United States Supreme Court has dealt with its own conscience in their decisions to permit the massacre of 30 million babies in their mothers' wombs. Infants in the womb were deemed non-persons. The Nazi criminals were very clever, so what did they do? They stood up and said, "We've done nothing wrong. We acted according to our own culture, according to our own mores. There was nothing wrong in our exterminating 6 million Jews." Eichmann himself protested, "I had to obey the laws of war and my flag." So this all created a very intense ethical debate. And the American and British lawyers were, in a sense, thrown for a loop. What could they do? Well, they got together and studied the impasse, and finally, they decided that they would have to appeal to, believe it or not, natural law. They claim there is a law above human law, which is eternal, and it's part of the general understanding of decency and civil order within every one of us. Certain things, they said, are simply right and wrong, and everyone knows what they are. But we know that such a law is not culturally relative, it is absolute. Whatever they may have called it in Nuremberg, they were describing the moral law, the law of God, cultural relativists would not work. So tonight we're faced with the words of Jesus, the repudiation of the relativism and moral equivocation of that day, and of this. He said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Quoting from the excellent book, Character and Destiny, A Nation in Search of Its Soul, by Dr. D. James Kennedy. He said Jesus had told his followers in the Sermon on the Mount these words, "I say the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will, by any means, disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. It has been revealed to us by the absolute God." These truths are really seen in many ways. All of the statements of Scripture are absolute, and they're true because they come to us by divine revelation. For example, quote, "You absolutely must be born again." The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 7. That doesn't apply to some people and not to others, to some cultures and not others. Every human being who would ever live in the presence of a holy God must be regenerated. It's got to be a new birth from above. Galatians chapter 6 reads, quote, "Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The one who sows to please his sinful nature, from that nature will reap destruction. The one who sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit, will reap eternal life." So, then, absolutely, each of us will give account of himself to God. Romans chapter 14. And this is absolutely certain for every human being on this earth. God's promise doesn't apply to you and not to others. Every one of us, regardless of the culture, our background, our race, or anything else, will ultimately give an account of himself to God. And the Bible states, quote, "For absolutely all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3. Another, Acts chapter 4, verse 12 reads, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is absolutely no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." No other name but Jesus, the Lord. That is an absolute truth. We may deny it, we may not accept it, but we will be judged by it, regardless of what we say, any of us. So the better part of wisdom for a thinking person would be to face God's word in an encounter and with this dangerous liberty of saying yes or no to him, of embracing him and his word for all you're worth, or turning back, turning your back, and walking away. Tonight's program, Night Sounds, is subtitled Absolutely, dealing with the fact of Jesus and the fact of the Lord Jesus Christ is necessary to the fact of you and me. We can't be neutral toward him because he was not neutral toward us. And we will ultimately face him and his word and the absolutes which we may deny or question. So we have these moments of privilege and opportunity right now to listen to God's word and to heed it and to obey it. The very fact that we are able to come on the air tonight with words like these are not my inspiration, but God's. Following through with more music. Surrounding God's truth.
Out of the dark, out of the dark I come. Into the light, into the blazing sun. Scars on my soul.
Lisa Bevel singing All Because of You. You're in tune with the program Night Sounds. I'm Bill Pierce with you late at night in most instances and sometimes early in the morning when we come on at midnight in some areas. I'm glad you're there. Tonight's program titled Absolutely. There are some things for sure in this world. Let's begin with the Word of God, and we've been quoting it tonight. Because it speaks for itself. I need not interpret it. May the Holy Spirit of God just penetrate and invade our hearts. Thank you again for being there and for responding. If we can be of any help to you as we are able, that's why we're here. If we can send you a catalog of the various aspects and expressions of the Night Sounds Ministry, please avail yourself of these. Many write for copies of programs they've heard. Each one of our times together bears its own direction and title. We're able to do this, so remember as much of it as you can and tell us about it, and we'll try to follow through quickly. Getting back to our continuity tonight, speaking in our subject of absolutely, I often think of Pilate ludicrously facing Jesus, asking him, "What is truth?" When actually standing right there before him, right in his presence, was truth himself, Jesus Christ, the incarnation of truth. And the ruler of the Roman province of Judea was blind to see the truth before his very eyes. How many millions are just as blind tonight? And Pilate's question might have been uttered by you or me. And his descendants fill the world, blind to see the absolute truth of Jesus. Tonight's program is speaking of absolutes, and we have them. Some would think that when we become Christians and accept God's word and accept Him into our lives, that things would get into an even keel. All roads would be straight, with no detours, no potholes. The reversal is true. We may face more potholes than ever. Yet in the end, Jesus Christ is victorious, and so are we. As we close tonight, I'd like to play a selection that was written long ago. Kurt Kaiser playing organ, and we're getting into a song with the title, "There's No Disappointment in Jesus. He's All That I Dreamed He Would Be." Solos from the album An Anthology, looking back at 40 to 50 years of playing trombone and broadcasting, a song by Johnny Hallett, No Disappointment in Jesus. And tonight's program has been given the title, Absolutely, and we're talking about absolutes and the fact that there are some. And essentially, they come from the Word of God. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. So we can embrace relativism, narcissism, atheism, any ism that we would choose. Nonetheless, God will have the last word, and ultimately, we will face Him, confessing Him, that He is the Christ. Tonight's program has been a little bit difficult, because any time we quote verities like this, we will all be touched by them one way or another at some time or other. That's why, again, the better part of wisdom for the thinking person is to embrace God's Word. In your own way, reach out in your intellect, your emotions, your will, all that is you, and make the choice, the most important choice you'll ever make, yes or no. And again, we can't sit on the fence and be neutral because He wasn't neutral toward us. I read a little saying the other day that said, he who fails to take God into his calculations does not know how to count. Again, thank you for being with us. If we can help you, uphold you in prayer, we want to do this. And we ask that you pray for us too. Our mailing address is Night Sounds, Wheaton, Illinois, 60189. So let's face the absolutes tomorrow with joy and be led by His Spirit, our Lord Jesus. Till we meet again here or yonder, a good day tomorrow and a peaceful good night.